Now we'll take a look at some news from the world of sports, and in Major League Baseball, it did not take long for Chris Sale to get back on track. The Red Sox ace had an uncharacteristically poor outing in his last start against Cleveland, giving up 7 runs and a no decision. But last night against the Tampa Bay Rays, Sale was in full command, pitching 8 shutout innings and striking out 13 in Boston's 2-0 win. The lanky lefty gave up just 2 hits on the night. The only real question was whether the Red Sox offense would give him anything more to work with than the 1-0 lead they grabbed in the 4th inning when Dustin Pedroia scored on a fielder's choice. It stayed that way all the way till the top of the 9th when Jackie Bradley Jr. finally added some insurance with an RBI single, and the win was locked down in the bottom of the frame when Craig Kimbrell came on to notch his 28th save of the season, striking out the side in doing so. The Red Sox have won 7 in a row. That's their longest winning streak of the season, and they've increased their lead for first place in the AL East over the New York Yankees to 4 games, with the Toronto Blue Jays doing the Red Sox a favor last night by beating the Yankees 4-2 at the Rogers Center. All the runs for Toronto came courtesy of Josh Donaldson, who homered twice, both 2-run blasts, and J.A. Happ won his 6th start in a row for Toronto, allowing just 1 run and 4 hits over 5 2/3 innings. Happ likes pitching against the Yankees, apparently. He is 6-0 and starts against New York going back to 2014. There was more bad news for the Yankees as starter C.C. Sabathia had to come out of the game in the 3rd inning after giving up the 2nd of those 2-run homers to Donaldson. The lefty starter said he felt some discomfort in his knee and came out of the game. He'll be evaluated back in New York today to find out the extent of the damage. Garrett Cooper drove in the 2 Yankee runs on a single and a sac fly. And rookie phenom Aaron Judge, as good as he's been this season with 35 home runs on the year, struck out twice in the game for an 0-for-2 night, and he now holds a Yankee franchise record that he would rather not hold, whiffing in 25 consecutive games. That is the longest strikeout streak in Yankee history. The New York Mets halted their 4-game losing skid, and rookie starter Chris Flexen picked up his first big league win as the Mets held on to beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 at Citi Field last night. Mets jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first 2 innings on home runs by Michael Conforto, Yoenis Cespedes, and Travis d'Arnaud. Flexen went 5 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits, and also doubled to help his own cause, his first major league hit to go with his first win as a pitcher in the show. In the New York Penn League, the Vermont Lake Monsters won a tight contest against the Batavia Muck Dogs at Centennial Field last night, winning 2-1 on runs scored in the 1st and 9th innings, both by Kevin Morrell, who homered in the 1st and then scored on a walk-off double in the 9th inning. The Essex Junction Little League All-Stars are moving on to play Maine in the New England Regional Tournament after beating another neighbor, Massachusetts, 7-5 yesterday. The 11- and 12-year-old All-Stars jumped out to a 7-0 lead. They held on for the victory, the winning runs coming off a double by Tanner McFall, who drove the ball to the gap in the 3rd inning, then hit 2nd base and took off for 3rd, which drew an errant throw to the bag. McFall then scampered home and scored on a close play at the plate. The state champion Essex Junction squad takes on Maine tomorrow. That game can be seen on ESPN.